I'll come right in.
Rock flag and eagle.
All right, welcome everybody back to Chairgating, Season 2, Episode 4. If you hear random noises around me, that's because I'm dog-sitting right now in this one-bedroom apartment, so it is a little tight and cramped, but my special guest this episode today is Zach Mack, contributor at BellyUpSports.com, also an SEO editor, so I don't have to do all of it anymore, so I'm very thankful for that. Say what up.
Yeah, what's up, Rattlesnake? Happy to be here. Thank you for the invite.
Absolutely. Well, you, as people may or may not know, are a Big Ten supporter. So, of course, I had to have you on. I need somebody to come on here and at least try to defend the Big Ten the best they can. So, thank you for that. Do you want to go right into talking about the Big Ten? Do you want to talk about maybe some teams in the Big Ten, why you think it's a competitive at least more so than I'm giving it credit for?
Sure. I could start with, I'm a Michigan State fan. I have been. I know.
I've been going off on Michigan State.
Yeah, you throw a ton of shade there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're my target this whole season. That's all. Yeah. Them and Rutgers. Those are the two teams I'm going after this season. I've determined. Yeah. All right. Well, let me hear it.
Well, I've been trying to keep quiet on Michigan State because I don't totally disagree with you. they haven't shown a whole lot this year, but at the same time, it's to me, it's kind of more. I guess the Big Ten more operates survive and advance. To me, than like the Pac-12 or the SEC who are trying to throw points up. So I try not to pay too much attention to margin of victory, but. I know they squeaked that win against Utah State and there's a lot of stuff that they beat Central by 11.
Yeah, and I mean they got their asses whooped by Kansas, so that's not saying much.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got a long laundry list of things against Michigan State for why I don't think they should be ranked. So sorry that you are a Michigan State fan. That's kind of unfortunate. You're gonna get the brunt end of all of my insults. Okay, so Michigan State, we won't talk about them too much, all right? We'll let them, we'll wait until they play somebody good enough, and then we can talk about them later. What other team, though? You got Michigan, Penn State. I mean, can you, like make a good argument for those teams?
Yeah, it's so weird. My whole family's a Michigan fan, so I'm very... Ooh. I mean, Michigan's had a... they've had a couple impressive wins. I know early on they beat Notre Dame. They lost to Notre Dame by a touchdown.
Yeah,
And that's their loss.
Right.
But they put up. I know they only played. They put up a bunch on Nebraska. I know it's Nebraska, but
it's Nebraska.
they put up. I'm trying to. Because I go back and forth with my brother all day on Michigan, and they got all right, Maryland. Well, I think this weekend.
Well, tell your brother this. This is my argument against Michigan.
Okay. Yeah, I like to hear it.
They're ranked number 15. Okay. They granted it was week one, you know, so take that with a grain of salt. Week one's always a little iffy, but they played at home against Notre Dame. I believe it was at home, correct? Yeah, it was at home.
It was in Notre Dame.
Are you sure?
I'm looking at the schedule right now. It says at Notre Dame.
Damn, I thought that was in Michigan. I guess I am just tripping. Weird. Okay. Maybe it wasn't a neutral site. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
it
was just
very
totally.
Well could have been.
Either way. Okay. They lost to Michigan or Notre Dame. Not by much. You know, I'll give them that. And let's just assume Notre Dame deserves to be ranked number 6. But Vanderbilt lost to Notre Dame the exact same way Michigan did, essentially. So, I mean, that's not saying much. Okay. Vanderbilt's like one of the worst teams in the SEC. And then just last weekend, they barely squeaked out of the win over Northwestern. Northwestern's terrible.
Yeah, I watched that game, actually. that was very – it was strange because they came back in the fourth quarter,
yep.
I think. Yeah. Northwestern didn't score in the second half.
Yeah, exactly. They scored like
– Yeah.
So at least I'll give I'll say this. At least Michigan went down one spot in the ranking after that win, because if they would have moved up or stayed the same, I would have been a little upset. So I'll say they rightfully went down, but it was only one spot. So that's my argument against Michigan. And I guess my problem with that is they're ranked at 15. And, I mean, it's like, okay, Wisconsin's a decent team, but they got Michigan State, who I think's overranked. Penn State, who I think's overranked. Rutgers, Indiana, and then they don't play Ohio State until the end of the season. So I don't know.
Yeah. You're talking about Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they had – between those two, between the Notre Dame and the Northwestern game, they had they played Western Michigan, and it was 49-3, and then they won SMU 45-20, and then 56-10 against Nebraska.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, they have their blowouts.
What you should do against those teams, to be fair, though. I mean, those aren't really impressing me. I'm just like, okay, so you did what you were supposed to do. Mm-hmm. We'll see, dude. I honestly think they might lose to Maryland this weekend.
Interesting. Maryland is 3-1.
Exactly. And I think they might lose to Maryland. And I think Wisconsin's a better team than them. Michigan State's a rivalry, so that's just out. I don't like to even touch those, because you never know what's going to happen in those kind of games. Penn State, who knows? Rutgers, I mean, they have to beat Rutgers by a lot. That's just... Can we both admit that Rutgers is the worst P5 team this year by far?
Yeah, Rutgers might be the worst team, period, by far.
Now, to be fair, they beat Texas State. I'll give them that. They did beat Texas State, who is perennially the worst team. But, okay, Penn State. You got an argument for Penn State? I think an argument can be made a little bit easier for Penn State.
I don't, only because of the Appalachian State game.
Damn it. That was going to be my comeback to your argument. All right, well, you've already dismantled my argument.
I thought Penn State was overranked from the get-go. To be honest, I think their coach said it best when he thought they weren't.
Exactly. I absolutely agree with that. They are – well, he said great. I would say good.
Okay.
But, you know, whatever. That's semantics. He's the head coach. Obviously, he's not just going to say good.
Right.
But they're a good team, and they definitely should be ranked. I just think they're overranked, and they're definitely not elites. I mean, which takes me to Ohio State, which is the team. I mean, I don't think Ohio State's going to lose a game.
Ohio State is obviously the Big Ten's like poster child.
Right. It's the SEC Alabama. You know, that is their team, and I understand that. But I just think the Big Ten is on such a down year that I don't even really see any loss for Ohio State. I mean, who do they got left? Indiana. They're going to definitely win that. Minnesota, Purdue, Nebraska, Michigan State, Maryland, and then Michigan. I mean, I don't see a loss there. Penn State was their best chance. TCU was their best chance. So.
Yeah, that. I really wanted TCU to pull that game out, too.
Dude, I was so upset. My brother's girlfriend, you know, graduated from TCU, and I was just like, after the game, I saw her, and I was like, what the fuck did your team do? Like, you embarrassed me. I went on a limb here for TCU, and y'all embarrassed me. What's wrong with you? So, yeah, it's unfortunate. I was really hoping that that would be their upset game. What about, and this is where it really starts to break down, the Big Ten West?
Like the Wisconsin, basically the Big Ten Wisconsin?
Yeah. I mean, it really is just basically Wisconsin, correct?
Yeah, I'd have to look at the...
Iowa. Iowa's not bad.
3-1.
But, I mean, the West is Wisconsin, Northwestern, Purdue, Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, and Nebraska. That's just so bland.
Yeah. It's a rough...
That division is as bland and boring as Midwest people and food.
That's why I moved away from there, man. I mean, you've got Wisconsin, you've got Minnesota's 3-1, and Iowa's 3-1. The thing with the Big Ten is you never, like, you could pull, like, a random, like Northwestern Michigan. Like, that very could have very easily gone Northwestern's way.
And Minnesota's definitely a team, too, that could upset somebody.
Yeah.
They're not very good, but they might surprise and upset. So, I don't know.
That's where I think the Big Ten is. It's got pros and cons, obviously, but it's so hard to stand out. To me, it's so hard to stand out in the big. Like, in the SEC, you've got your Alabama, your Auburn. And I know this year they've got Kentucky in there. Obviously, it was very random.
Yeah, very.
They got some, I'll admit that. And they've got what? They've only got to play Georgia left. It's the only. They don't have LSU, Bama, or Florida. No, they beat Florida.
Yeah, they already. I mean, they have A&M. That's not an easy game. Okay. Georgia, and yeah, that's it. So, I mean, with the SEC, I don't know exactly how the Big Ten scheduling works, but I know in the SEC it rotates. You keep like a cross division rivalry that you play every year, and then you rotate one. So A&M is probably their rotation SEC West game this year.
So you've got two cross division games a year then?
Always play like your cross division rivalry game. Okay. If I'm not completely mistaken. Alabama has Tennessee, and I think they play them every single year. You know what I mean? And then I think they're also playing like South Carolina or somebody random this year, which is their random one that just rotates each year. So it just depends on the year for them.
I'm curious then, because the Big Ten's got the same amount of teams. I'm wondering if they do the same thing. I've never.
So I was interested in that as well, and Ohio State's playing Purdue, Nebraska, and Minnesota. So they're playing three cross-division rivalries. So I thought that was interesting. I'm not sure how they set theirs up. But I know that's how the SEC does it. I like it that way. But, yeah, it just depends on the season because, you know, let's say usually Kentucky's terrible, so you wouldn't care if they're not playing any cross-division rivalry. But now that they're actually good, you're like, well, I'd like to see them play LSU or Auburn at least. But it's just a random year.
Yeah, it just doesn't – yeah. So that – okay. That would be like – yeah, okay. That would be like if Nebraska got real good all of a sudden and then – people are like, Wisconsin's their only game. Well, that's because it's the only.
Exactly, because they only have to play, like, let's say, Rutgers or something. And you're like, oh, right. What? And it makes sense because that's how I feel about Wisconsin as well, just because they're always the best team in the Big Ten West. That's right, in the Big Ten West. Thinking of geography, I'm like, left, right. So, yeah, they're always, like, the best team in the Big Ten West, especially with Nebraska being dog shit. So I'm just like, it's just. It's almost like they just roll through their schedule.
Yeah, I don't know why they set it up that way. Because when they set these divisions – because the Big Ten used to not be divisions.
And right.
When they set up the divisions, it was like the powerhouses were Wisconsin, Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State. And I just don't understand why they put three.
Well, I mean, I think they straight up – because it used to be leaders and legends or something like that.
Oh, that's right. Yep, I remember that.
And then when they expanded and added Rutgers for whatever goddamn stupid reason – they were like, okay, let's just split it up geographically. You know how, you know, like the SEC, like a lot of conferences, and I usually like that, but it just sucks for the Big Ten because if you split it up perfectly geographically, it just so happens that one side is always way better than the other. I don't know why. I guess once you get like past fucking Ohio, like, or past Michigan, football's just not good anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, it must have to be something with, like, recruiting pipeline or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at Minnesota. And, you know, Iowa's pretty good, but, like, Nebraska, Illinois, like, who are they recruiting?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I lived in South Dakota for quite a while. I can tell you they are not known for their football recruits. Yeah, I don't know. Are you from Michigan then, I imagine?
Yeah. Born and raised Michigan, lived there for 18 years.
Where in Michigan? I'm interested.
West Side, I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's where I was from.
Okay. I only know places outside Detroit. I think of Michigan the same way I think of, like, Illinois, where there's Chicago and then nothing else. And that's exactly what I think of Michigan. I'm like, okay, Detroit, I don't know anything else.
Yeah, it is like that. I mean, it's like, it's just two different worlds. Really, it's Detroit and then the rest of the state, pretty much.
And don't y'all have, like, the UP or something like that?
Yep.
Okay, I've heard of that as well. That's about it.
They're all Packers fans, so we don't care about them.
Well, that makes sense. It really should be part of Wisconsin, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, in all seriousness, isn't it like touching Wisconsin?
Yeah, it is.
And not Michigan? Okay, whatever. Anyway, I hope everybody's enjoying this geographical podcast that I have going, that I've set up so far. So, what I have planned after our commercial break, now that I've set up a little bit of what everybody can expect, where we're standing with the Big Ten and the SEC after our commercial break, we are going to do a trial. We're holding a trial for the Big Ten, okay? And Zach here is going to defend the Big Ten, and I'm going to be, what is it, the prosecutor? The prosecutor is the one that attacks, right? And then the defense?
Yeah, that would make you prosecutor.
Okay. So, well, I won't be prosecutor. I'm having a personal, a professional attorney come in and do this. It won't be me. It'll sound exactly like me doing a really bad accent, but I promise it's not me. So that's what we're going to do after the commercial break. We're having a trial. Hope everybody enjoys that, and we'll be right back after this break.
The best selection and the lowest prices during our big Columbus Day sale.
I'm Big Ten Commissioner Jim Delaney, and I'd like to celebrate this Columbus Day with you by offering unbelievable deals. We're offering Nebraska at 20% off, Illinois at 40% off, and Rutgers at 99.9% off. So come on up here to the most depressing region in America and celebrate the most pointless holiday in America with Big Ten. Spend your Columbus Day the right way by picking up one of these many options for Big Ten teams. All Big Ten teams for sale, other than Ohio State. From our Big Ten family to yours, happy Columbus Day.
Get up and go. Huge Columbus Day sale now.
Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow.
All right, welcome back. Hope everybody enjoyed that totally real advertisement and sponsor. Let's get right into the court case. So, this is Rattlesnake. I am the judge of the court case, just so everybody gets a visual of what's going on. If you're driving, make sure to close your eyes and visualize this. I'm Rattlesnake, the judge. This is a courtroom. Got it? Zach, over there. Just think, Zach, over there. I know you can't see him, but pretend you can. I know you don't know what he looks like. Just make up a face. It doesn't matter. It's probably really ugly. So just think of an ugly face. He is the defendant, okay? And then this other guy, who's totally not me, is going to be the prosecutor. Okay. So, prosecutor, state your case. Okay. I saw that you wrote an article today on bellyupsports.com. Everybody go check it out. It's really, really bad. And I just want to address the article. So, first of all, I completely agree with your opening statements about baseball. The SEC has been consistently the best conference in baseball, but not by a mile. The PAC, ACC, and Big 12 are also very competitive, most likely due to their recruiting territories in the South and West Coast. The Big 10, however, should just give up on baseball, because there ain't no five-star baseball recruit trying to take their warm-weather talents all the way up north to fucking Winterfell. Second off, you mentioned hockey. Like, I mean, come on. Do I really even have to get into this one? Hockey's cool and all, but, like, ain't nobody down south trying to do that figure skating bullshit. I mean, University of Alabama Huntsville has a hockey team. I think they're the only actual NCAA hockey team in the South, and it's almost more of a joke. So nobody in the South fucks with ice unless it's in our sweet tea. Thirdly, you brought up baseball and – or basketball, I should say. And I'll admit that the SEC is no ACC when it comes to basketball, because that's like a whole nother type of Southern. But even you mentioned that over the past 25 years, the SEC is in second right behind the ACC for titles. But most importantly, football is where you completely drop the ball. You actually didn't just drop the ball, more like you dropped a pineapple and told everybody it was a ball, and that, in fact, you didn't drop it at all, even though it's clearly a pineapple and it's laying on the ground. That's you dropping the ball. You talked about the Big Ten development, developing NFL talent more than the SEC, and in fact, I'd like to read a specific quote. Quote, the Big Ten is next with five starting NFL quarterbacks, and the ACC, Big 12, and SEC all have four. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, explanation points. The SEC has no more than the Big 12. I find that funny, period. Zeke, Saquon, Le'Veon, and Gordon all came from the Big Ten. You lose again. The SEC doesn't develop players. You aren't superior. Simple as that. End quote. So, I decided to put together a list of the top 10 colleges with players in the NFL right now as of September 2018. LSU with 50, Alabama with 48, Florida with 43, Miami with 40, Ohio State with 40, USC with 40, Florida State with 36, Clemson with 33, Auburn 31, Georgia 31. So the SEC has three of the top schools alone, and they make up half of that list, while the Big Ten only has Ohio State. Talk about a one-school conference. All right, now moving on to another quote. You said, quote, "The best of the SEC teams don't even have to play the best of the rest of the SEC until Auburn, LSU, Georgia, Alabama, and Florida all have to play each other in a season. The results are fraudulent," end quote. And as I mentioned before, or as I the judge mentioned before, which is totally not me, you listed three schools from the SEC West and two from the East, which, by the way, you forgot to mention Kentucky, and I'll let that one slide for the time being. But I mentioned how it works before. So, since Ohio State is playing Minnesota, Purdue, and Nebraska this year from the West instead of Wisconsin and Iowa, I don't think they should even make the playoffs. Next quote. "The SEC has 12 titles. The Big Ten has 6, and the ACC sits in third with 4. Let's remove Alabama from the existence and check the numbers again. Now the SEC has 7 titles, the Big Ten has 6, and the ACC has 4. This is a big one. First off, the SEC has 13 titles over the past 25 years, not 12. You're right about the ACC having 4, but you made it a pretty big error with the Big Ten. They don't have 6, they have 3. I'm not sure where you got one of those from, but you can't count the two titles from Nebraska in 94 and 95 because the Cornhuskers didn't even join the Big Ten until 2011. And I'm even counting the Michigan title in 1997, even though it was split with Nebraska. So really, y'all got like 2.5 in the past 25. Also, you mentioned how you wanted to remove Alabama from the existence and see how the SEC was then. Well, without Alabama, the SEC could still have 7. But since you removed the team with the most titles from the SEC, if we removed Ohio State from its existence, the Big 10 would only have 1, which was split, so it would be like a half a 1. In fact, the SEC would be the only conference in the past 25 years to have more than 1 national championship if each conference had to remove the team that holds the most titles. Last quote, "Alabama is not the entire SEC. If Alabama was in another conference, let's say the ACC, the rest of the SEC would look no better than any other conference currently looks." And in all fairness, that quote is actually the closest thing you wrote to reality. If Alabama was, for some reason, in the ACC over the past 25 years, then they would have 10 titles, leaving the SEC in a close second with 7. But I would argue, however, that being in the SEC has increased their competitiveness, which allowed for so many titles, as the data clearly shows. And in conclusion, Your Honor, the Big Ten is old, cold, and overrated, and down here in the SEC, it just means more. End of argument. All right, thank you, prosecutor. Defendant, what is your argument?
Thank you, Your Honor. And thank you, prosecutor, not Rattlesnake, for offering
right.
you
are. No, that's a totally random guy. Different, he's a lawyer.
Okay. Yes, I will state my case now, Your Honor. As far as baseball goes, you're right. I owned up to that Pac-12 and SEC are more. More superior there. They kind of go back and forth, and the folks up in the Midwest, they don't take too kindly to playing baseball, seeing as how they have about a month and a half of summer. So and that kind of goes hand in hand with the hockey you mentioned. They don't skate around down here. I get that. I noticed that from moving here. So we'll chalk that up as even. You take your baseball, we'll take our hockey. The only main thing for me there is that the Big Ten does have, Your Honor, they do have baseball teams that exist. The SEC just straight up does not have hockey teams that exist, was the main point I was trying to make there. But willing to call it a wash. We'll slice hockey and baseball. You take yours, we'll take ours. Moving on to basketball. We briefly talked about nobody is ACC. I try to make somewhat clear that the ACC leads basketball. The Big Ten is right behind, I would think. I mean, the SEC does have their Kentucky, who seems to be a contender every year, regardless of what rank they enter the tournament. So I will give them that. And last year I had Tennessee, who was impressive. And a couple of years back, I know South Carolina made a run to the Final Four. But other than that, it's pretty much ACC, Big Ten that run basketball. That's kind of common knowledge there. So we'll just move on to football. Basketball is what it is. 68 teams are allowed in anyway, so that's kind of gets to be a shit show. Come down to the finals. Okay, football. One thing I would like to correct, Your Honor. Prosecutor's 100% right. And while I was busy today doing some research, I did count those two Nebraska titles as Big Ten titles, and I probably should not have. However, for the sake of argument right now, I'm going to say that Nebraska is in the Big Ten. So we're just going to – you said 2.5. I'm willing to secede that since it was my mistake. Let's take Nebraska's out. And I believe we were off a couple numbers. I counted some, there was some shared, at least from the site that I was looking at, there was some shared titles along the way that I think if I remember correctly, I was just counting for every team that was involved in the sharing that way to make it fair across all the boards. Cause I think the Big Ten shared one and the SEC shared one. So I think in the end it was a wash, so I just decided to add them anyways. Regardless, I think that's where our discrepancies come from. And prosecutor did make a good point about if you just removed the team with the most championships from each conference, then I believe the way he worded it, the SEC would be the only conference that had more than one, which I get. I guess the point in me taking Alabama out was that their drop was so significant from – I had 12, he had 13. It dropped down to 7. Either way, we both came up with 7 if you took Alabama out. It's about a 50% drop. It just seems like that 7 to 12 or 13 or whatever it be is the reason why SEC fans – feel like they are so far ahead of everyone. I will admit that the SEC probably has more talent than the Big Ten in football. But it's just not as much as they think it is. The point I was trying to bring across in showing that was the development of the players. And I like the list that Mr. Not Rattlesnake brought to the table, where Ohio State was the only Big Ten team, and there were 3 SEC teams with players that made it to the pros. But what I was outlining was players that make plays in the pros, right? We've got Tom Brady and we've got Drew Brees, who are at the top of their game, and they're both Big Ten quarterbacks. Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl, Big Ten quarterback. The SEC has – I'm not sure I could name them, to be honest with you. I'm not a huge SEC fan, so that's not on top of my head. But those are top 2 quarterbacks that are Big Ten. I mean, Russell Wilson is Big Ten. And we got Kirk Cousins, Big Ten. Shout out Kirk Cousins, big fan.
Cam Newton.
And then I think I went into running backs because I was short on time, and those seem to be the top 2 most looked at positions as far as glamour goes. So I did pick out Le'Veon Bell, Melvin Gordon, Saquon Barkley, and Ezekiel Elliott for the Big Ten. Whereas the top that I was looking at, they had SEC had 3. They had Fournette, Kamara, and I don't remember the last one off the top of my head. But it's gonna come to me in 2 seconds. Gurley, Todd Gurley. So I was just trying to show the edge there. I wanted to go a little bit into defense. I know Denzel Ward was rookie of the week week 1, and he went to Ohio State. I think the week 2 rookie went to – he was like a South Carolina State boy. And then week 3, I don't remember, but there was no SEC. So I was going to try and outline something there for as far as dominance lately, but time just did not permit. So, yes, the SEC may have most players in the pros right now, but my point was the development of the stars that make it to the pros – and I think it really boils down to the type of football that they play in college. The Big Ten I admitted that the SEC might have more talent, but I think the Big Ten is more competitive. It's more guys playing professional schemes, beating up on each other, running the ball down each other's throat, and that's the kind of stuff that and they're playing in the snow, they're playing in the rain, they're playing in the mud. Like, it's a whole mess up there, Your Honor. And I just think it's that kind of football that doesn't go appreciated down south because they like to sit in their lawn chairs and drink their beers without rain getting in it. So, Your Honor, I'm gonna rest my case for right now. If Mr. Not Rattlesnake over there has any questions, I'll be glad to answer.
Okay, Your Honor, this is Not Rattlesnake the lawyer. First of all, I want to mention you said they don't get rain in their beer, which I find personally offensive and culturally offensive because we have hurricanes all the time. So that's just offensive. And you should probably apologize to the entire South for all the hurricanes.
Objection, Your Honor. The ACC has the hurricanes.
Well, no, Houston. I mean, that's close to LSU. Yeah. And
Okay.
Anyway, no, I don't think I even need to argue any of this because I think that my argument, right, settled it from the get-go. I mean, it's just you look at any real stat or any real number and the SEC always wins. So you can pick out random quarterbacks here and there and that's cute. I mean, if we want to do that, we can look into the MAC and say that the MAC is better than the SEC. But really, when it comes down to it, the SEC is just constantly, it's always better. It's always been better, and especially this year, light years better. And that's I rest my case. Okay, this is Rattlesnake, the honorary judge. Do you have any last words?
Are you speaking to me, Your Honor?
Yes, of course.
Okay. I did just have a thought, and I lost it. He had just mentioned
hurricanes and quarterbacks from the MAC.
Okay.
Such and such. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not the guy. You know, he speaks for himself. I don't know.
Yeah. You're right. I guess the more of a the moral of what I was trying to say is that the SEC, okay, the SEC, oh, I know. I cautiously, very cautiously ignored this year.
Okay.
In the writing.
Probably good move. Big Ten. Probably good move.
And I don't know how noticeable that is when you read the hard copy.
No, it's not that noticeable. You did a pretty good job.
But yeah, I tried to avoid any stats from this year because I know, at least football wise, the Big Ten looks weak this year. But at the same time, we really only had like that one. I mean, we had the Penn State Ohio State game, and that's I want to see like Wisconsin's play the.
Wisconsin,
I know, like,
lost to BYU.
Some cross division stuff. I'm going in and out here, and I can barely.
Hey, Wisconsin lost to BYU, so I'm going to throw that out there as the
That's
judge,
right.
Just to hold
right.
up.
So, okay. Yeah, I mean, So here's where the Big Ten faults, is that they have early season non-conference issues.
Mm-hmm.
This year specifically. But I think if we give them a chance to get over it, get the spiderwebs out, the Wisconsin, it's inexcusable to lose to BYU, and it's inexcusable for Penn State to come as close as they did to Appalachian State.
Or Michigan then, State, Arizona State.
I have an excuse for that. that's a Herm Edwards coach team, and I'm not going to put that past anybody.
What's Arizona State ranked right now?
They went ranked after the game, then they went unranked.
Uh-huh, okay.
Are they 2-2? What's their record?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
No, it's not great.
I mean, Michigan State didn't look good in that game, but also I don't think Arizona State looked bad. He's a good coach. I didn't feel bad after that loss. If it would have been reversed and we had beat Arizona State, but we had lost to Utah State, I would be jumping ship. But that's not the case. Herm Edwards is a good coach. But I'm really just – I'm holstering – because you – not you, Your Honor, but actually it would be you since you are the real rattlesnake.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I should have done this backwards. I should have done the judge a different person. Fuck. All right, pretend this whole time that rattlesnake is the prosecutor. I'm changing it right now. The whole time, it's like an M. Night Shyamalan twist to this whole podcast. The prosecutor was rattlesnake. He removes his mask, and then they're like, wait, I thought rattlesnake was the judge up there. And then the judge removes his mask, and it's a different person. So now that's where we're at right now in the whole thing. Gasps.
Continue. Please make sure the transcriber marks that in the records.
Please. Oh, of course. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Your Honor. Then what the point I was trying to make then is that rattlesnake over here on the opposing bench, he fuels me to watch Big Ten football. I moved down south because I hated cold weather, mm-hmm. and when I did that, I vowed to give up Big Ten football. I'm not in the area anymore.
Good call.
I'm not gonna watch it anymore. I was gonna invest in SEC football because it's on everywhere here.
Right.
It's like a random Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, you're in Memphis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And I go to lunch on Wednesday on my lunch break, and I'm watching a random Tennessee plays Kentucky football game from 2004. And it's just everywhere. And I was going to submerge myself in it, and I was going to go all AAC with Memphis. And I know you're a big Houston fan.
Well, the prosecutor is. As random judge, I'm unbiased, obviously.
Yeah, I'm still getting used to the recent switch.
Right, yeah, yeah, everybody is. This is wild.
So, and I was going to submerge in it, and I haven't been with Belly up very long, and it's been like a couple months, and now all of a sudden I'm back like on this Big Ten train because Rattlesnake over here is every week in and week out giving them shit, and so now I just want to I'm holstering my gun because they haven't played big game. I know Auburn played Washington, and there's been some SEC, like Bama played A&M and Kentucky played, like they've had their some scuffles already. Big Ten hasn't had that, so I'm holstering my gun. I'm gonna wait till those big games happen, and then you're
well, I hope you do, because we're in court and guns are completely permitted here.
Yeah, by holster I meant in my glove box in my car. That's
got
at
it.
My
and
house across
we
the
will be checking your permit when you leave. Okay. Go on.
That is when I'm gonna unleash on Mr. Rattlesnake over here. So he may not agree with me now.
Your gun?
No, not
just
my.
Just so
gun.
Everyone has heard this.
No,
Zach
no.
is gonna
transcriber,
unleash his gun.
Please make a note. I do not have a gun.
In the courtroom right now, just so everyone's visualizing. Zach is holding up a gun and pointing it at Rattlesnake, the prosecutor, saying he'll unleash it.
It's not loaded, I promise. but I want to see those big games. My thing is the Big Ten is getting too much heat right now. He may very well be right. I'm not willing to admit it yet, and I don't want to see him win this yet. I think he's giving them too much heat. For them not being able to, because really, if you think about it, the Big Ten has played, or at least the teams he's mentioned, we've got Michigan, we've got Ohio. Okay, we'll throw Ohio State out. They've played TCU at Penn State, so they've played some good games.
Agreed.
And they're still undefeated. So we got Michigan, Michigan State, and Wisconsin. Wisconsin lost to BYU. Okay. So we've had these teams that have struggled early against teams that they should not have struggled against. But they are also not playing anyone good yet, so they can only fail in the eyes of Mr. Rattlesnake over here on the opposite bench. And to me, that's unfair, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. Well, as not Rattlesnake, as now everybody knows, a totally different random person, a real-life honorary judge, I will a rule on this case. And my ruling is that Rattlesnake's right, and the SEC's 100 times better than the Big Ten. I think that's what judges do after that.
Why is the transcriber not writing anything? Was that already written down?
This whole thing is a fraudulent court case you've been set up. So since this is clearly a planned scheme, we'll let the People's Court decide. So whoever listens to this podcast, you can tweet it, whatever you want to do, and just be like, oh my god, random prosecutor / surprise rattlesnake is a fucking idiot, and the SEC's way overhyped, as it always is. Or they could say, much less charming and good-looking Zach on the other side is right, and the boring, plain, really lame, probably two white Big Ten teams are, for some reason, actually good. So we'll let people decide.
That sounds fair to me. Also, I would like to make a note, Your Honor. I do think Mr. Who is it? Oh, it is Rattlesnake over there.
Right, now it is.
I would like to thank him for finding my error about counting Nebraska in the article for championships. I may or may not go back and edit that. I might just let people comment on it and fix it themselves, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, it's okay.
But I did want to make note that I did appreciate that.
Well, you know, Rattlesnake talking here now. And to be fair, I also didn't count Miami for ACC. I wanted to be fair all the way around, because when Miami won theirs, they were Big East. So
okay.
I was not just being biased towards the Big Ten, although I do enjoy upsetting Big Ten fans.
I did. I mean, when I looked up the basketball stats, they had their real-time conference next to them when they were there. So those should be accurate, but you're right. The football ones did not say that. So.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Well, I think that wraps up the court case. Okay, so you're living in Memphis now. You're a Michigan guy originally. Have you gone to the Grove yet for an Ole Miss football game?
No.
It's so close.
It's Oxford?
Yeah, it's so close to you.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. I need to, too.
It's like an hour and a half drive from Memphis to Oxford, depending on what part of the city you're in?
Yeah, it's really just, I can't, it's hard to give up a season ticket to buy a ticket, but, I mean, it is Ole Miss versus Memphis. Yeah, it's Ole Miss over Memphis, so really it should be a no-brainer. You're right, I need to do that.
I mean, look, I'm not saying Ole Miss is a better team than Memphis this year. I mean, they might not be, but you don't even have to go into the game afterwards, honestly. You know, Ole Miss football's whatever. I mean, it's fun to watch the SEC football, I will say that. But you gotta experience the Grove. And then I think you're gonna come back on this podcast later this season and you're actually gonna be the one defending the SEC. And you're gonna be like, oh shit, I've been to Big Ten tailgates, or what I thought was previously tailgates, and then I went down south and experienced a real SEC tailgate, and my whole world has changed.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably right, because even to be honest, these Memphis tailgates even are sometimes, they rival Big Ten tailgates, so.
That's what I'm not saying it. I have been to football games up north, not many, but I get, even like football games in like, you know, no offense, but like North Carolina, I mean, that's where my family's from, so I'm sure if anybody's listening, they're like, what? It's great here. It's like SEC tailgates. Like, Deep South tailgates is just, for football, is a whole nother level. It's hard to explain. You are so close. You should not miss this opportunity. I used to drive at least once, maybe twice a season, from Texas all the way to Oxford just to go to tailgates. Wow. I mean, it is spectacular. There's nothing better. There's nothing better. You got to go to a game. I promise. You will fall in love with the SEC.
I'm looking at Ole Miss's schedule right now.
I'm telling you, man. Make the trip. I mean, do you have any buddies there that, like, hang out with in Memphis now, or?
Yeah, I mean, I got my roommate, man.
He's, oh, okay. Well, is he from there, or is he from Michigan?
No, he's from Michigan. He came down with me.
Oh, shit. I was going to say, if you're, like, friends with any locals, they probably could tell you, too. Because I'm sure they
Yeah, I had one buddy that I met here. He last season, I think he went to, like, 3 or 4 games in Oxford.
Dude.
It seems to be the thing people are going to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the number one tailgate. Like, LSU's great as well, but nah, Ole Miss is by far the best just because of the Grove. There's nothing that compares to it. All SEC football, granted, I mean, I haven't been to every game, but most SEC football is amazing. I would recommend, though, I would go to a good game. Like, maybe, I think they're playing Auburn at home.
Yeah, that's I won't be able to make that. That's the weekend Michigan State play.
Oh, man. If they're playing A&M at home, that's always a good one.
They got South Carolina at home. It's not terrible.
Nah, there just won't be many away fans. Like Auburn and A&M and stuff like that, they have a lot of away fans that show up. Either way, I would definitely recommend it. And then, like, honestly, you don't even have to go to the game. A lot of people, that's why if you see Ole Miss football games right when the game's starting, the stadium's like half empty. It's because like they just don't really care. Like they'll leisurely walk to the stadium as the game's starting just because the Grove is so fucking amazing.
Okay.
Yes.
Who is that coach?
Matt Luke.
Ole Miss.
Matt Luke, right? That's their new coach from last year. He was the interim coach, I think, from last year, and then they just, like, announced that he was going to stay, right?
Yeah, that's him, Matt Luke, yeah.
Yep, yeah. Because he did, like, all right last year, but now they're never going to be great until they get another coach. But whatever, that's a story for another day. I just wanted to wrap this episode up by recommending you 100% go to the Grove. And if I can try to make it to the U of H Ole Miss game, I will. But I think that's around Thanksgiving, so I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It's like a couple days after Thanksgiving.
And you're probably going to be up in Michigan, huh?
Yeah, it will be.
Damn. Yeah, I would have loved to have gone to that. Oh, well. All right. That wraps up the trial of the century, SEC versus Big Ten. Clearly, the SEC won. It wasn't even a competition. I mean, this wasn't even an argument, obviously. It's not even a trial, really. But whatever. That's fine. Okay. If you have a different opinion, please tweet at Chairgating or Belly Up Sports. Go to bellyupsports.com because Zach's article, I think, is live right now, isn't it?
Yep, it is.
Okay, so his article's live, and I'm going to be by the time this podcast comes up, I'm probably going to have already posted mine about why the SEC is so much more superior. So everybody go to bellyupsports.com and check those articles out, and I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for coming on, Zach.
Hey, man, I had fun, and that's all that matters, even if I didn't get the dub. I appreciate the invite, Rattlesnake.
Hey, just like the Big Ten, right? They're just there to have fun and not get the dub. All right. Later.
Later.
Peace.
The law and various other lawyerings. I'm well educated, well versed.